From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Porcupine Soup reports that another hiker died on the Greene County mountaintop last weekend, but this time it appears to be from natural causes. On September 16th, a 50-year-old New Jersey man complained of chest discomfort and breathing difficulty before collapsing on the Diamond Knot Trail in the Hunter Westkill Wilderness near Hunter. When Greene County paramedics arrived, they determined the man was deceased. New York State Police are investigating, but did not release the man's name. There have been several accidents on the mountaintop this summer, including a 16-year-old male dying August 8th at Fawn's Leap in Haines Falls. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Columbia County had the lowest unemployment rate in the Hudson Valley in August, and Greene County had the highest. Both unemployment rates were unchanged from a year ago, with Columbia County at 3% unemployed and Greene County at 3.8%. Dutchess County reported 3.3% unemployment rate, while it was 3.5% in Ulster County. All Hudson County valleys were below the statewide unemployment rate of 4.4%. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. News 10 reports that Leah Penniman, the co-founder of Soulfire Farm in Rensselaer County, is a recipient of the 28th Heinz Awards for the economy. Penniman will get an unrestricted cash reward of $250,000. Soulfire Farm teaches regenerative farming best practices and land stewardship to Black, Indigenous, and people of color. The 80-acre nonprofit farm has youth education programs, urban plantings, mobilization training, and a community-supported agricultural program with more than 38,000 people participating in the trainings last year. Penniman said, and I quote, "We have a very ambitious mission, which is justice in the food system. We want to train and equip and support the generation of Black and brown farmers. Stewarding our own land, growing our own food, educating our own youth, participating in our own health and justice systems, this is the source of real power and dignity." End quote. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.